Good morning. 8:46 a.m. on Monday, April the 4th, 2022. It's 40 degrees. It's a little chilly. I've got I put the windbreaker on over the sweatshirt, over the hoodie. I got the hood up, although I suspect I'll put it down by the time we make the corner and start heading east into the sun. So, yeah, the cards worked yesterday. They worked really well. I got some writing in. Of course, you know I got the walking in. I did a chore. I fixed dinner. And I went to bed on time. So, the cards worked, and I reset them before I went to bed so that Eat Breakfast was on top. Writing was second, but we're into a little bit of a problem this morning because the cats got me up at 4:30. And while I did eat breakfast then, I'm ready for my mid-morning snack to get ready for 11sies, I think. But I got up, I got dressed, and then, actually, I played a little while. But I have an alarm set for 8 o'clock that's supposed to be my sort of the workday starts wake-up call. And so I started picking up things. I played a little Factorio, straightened out some of my early build. I've been playing along with something called Bass in a Box. And one of the YouTubers, his name's Nilaus, N-I-L-A-U-S. And he does a lot of video. But he has master classes in every kind of construction Factorio uses. And he started last year sometime. He started doing this based in a book. And what he did was he built a base. And as he was building the base, he took blueprints of each section of the base. And each blueprint is 100 by 100, and it's lined up with the underlying game grid. It takes into consideration all sorts of technical things behind the scenes that I have no idea about. And it's really a cool idea. So I started playing that. I started working on Bass in a Box, and it got all tangled up. And while I could have said, okay, take this all apart, rebuild it, what I said was, I'm going to start a new map. I'm going to start again. Because starting with a clean map is slow. But it also gives me the opportunity to go through the decision processes that he was explaining as he goes through the videos for Bass in a Book. There's a whole series on YouTube, Bass in a Book. So I started that. And the early days of the game are pretty slow. But with his tips, it goes really fast. You get a lot of improvement for a relatively small amount of effort. I've already had my first power meltdown. I thought everything was moving kind of slow, and then it stopped altogether. Yeah, no, it was not good. So we had a little bit of scramble time, which is pretty much normal, actually. But I also did something completely misguided yesterday. I got a new game. And while what I really don't need is a new game, I like this game because it's episodic. It doesn't go on forever. It's World of Warships. And my friend Peter Gold, who's also the captain of my Royal Manticorian Merchant Marine vessel, has been talking about it, and it sounded like a lot of fun. And so I downloaded it. I actually went to their website and didn't download it through Steam. And I downloaded it, and I started a character. And I started working through the tutorials. And it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. It's a combination of strategic and coordination. I don't have a lot of coordination. I haven't learned the keys yet. It operates a ship like I would expect a ship to operate, which is really cool. So there's a telegraph that tells the engine room how fast to go. There's a rudder. And you put the rudder over and hold it in order to turn. But once you release the rudder, it goes back to neutral and it picks up a straight line. Eventually, it picks up a straight line. So the first few games, I spent a lot of time running into the islands. The ship stuck against the rocks. I couldn't figure out why I wasn't moving. And then I realized, yeah, okay, it's stuck against the rocks. There's two views. There's one view that's sort of like the aiming view. And then there's the tactical view where you sit up and look down on the ship and the surroundings to try to get a feel for how things are going. And I spent too much time in the aiming view and not enough time in the tactical view. So as a result, I was doing things like running into people and not knowing it. And running into islands. I watched some tips and tricks videos and discovered that there is a little mini map that shows your ship in relation to other ships and islands and stuff. And one of the tips was how to make it bigger. And it's like, oh, geez. Okay, yeah. Because the default size is really tiny. It's really hard to see anything. But I popped it up to be like twice as big. And now when I lay in a course, I can lay in a course between islands and then pay attention to the fighting while the ship moves between the islands. And I'm working through the mechanics of the game. There's a lot of obscureness in terms of, okay, what does that word mean? There's something about commander training, and it's like, well, I don't know, commander training, and what are these little star things, and I earn credits and experience stars, I guess. Morning. And some of the experience stars only apply to the ship. So I need to spend those stars. And I've been playing, I played one ship an awful lot, and so it's got an awful lot of surplus stars. And I didn't realize that I really needed to spend those stars and buy the upgrades and do all the stuff. It's not like I'm losing money. I've got a lot of credits, a lot of coins. So we'll play this for a while and see how it works. I told Peter, and he's told me I could actually join the Royal Manticorian Navy group within World of Warships. And he plays pretty much every day, apparently. But unfortunately, he plays... Oh, wait a minute. No, he plays when I could play, at least for an hour. Well, half hour. So, yeah, maybe that'll work out. Maybe I can do that. But it is playing with other people. Right now, it's a group of us who we don't know each other. And I suspect we're all just newbies. Coming up on a Get Ready, Set with Me, Monk Post. And the reason I say that is I watched one of the other ships do what I was doing. I just ran into the island and sort of stayed there. Shooting at the enemies that were sailing by, not really doing much of anything else, which is really what I was doing in the beginning. But the beauty of it is, it's like, okay, I've finished a battle. What am I going to do now? Am I going to do another battle, or am I going to go right? Or am I going to, in this case, am I going to go walk? Because while writing was first, walking was second, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to get the walk out of the way so that it doesn't happen that the day gets away. My wife got up early this morning. She was up at 8 o'clock, 8:15. So I got up, I got out, I got moving. Worked out good. So here I am. Hi. So yeah, World of Warships. It's also the first day of the Convert Kit, April Showers of Words. And while it's also NaNoWriMo, I'm not really playing with NaNoWriMo. I didn't do anything with NaNoWriMo. I did log in to see it is Camp Nemo. Camp NaNoWriMo. So the writing card is the next card. When I get back, I'll upload the podcast and then I'll do some writing. I got to do 500 words for the Convert Kit thing. And I'm really trying to get to 2,000 words a day again. 2,000 words a day is only 2 hours. But I have to spend the 2 hours. And it's been a bear. It's been really difficult. I think we've got the household calmed down, at least for the moment. The new equipment is in for the laundry. Works really good. I did all of my laundry, 2 weeks worth of laundry, in one load. And everything came out fine. It didn't, the washing machine handled it, no problem. It was like, it looked like about half a load to the washing machine. The dryer dried everything, even the blue jeans. we have this saying in our house, the ceremonial draping of the jeans, where quite frequently the blue jeans will come out not quite dry, just a little bit chilly, a little bit cold, a little bit damp. Not really worth putting the dryer on again for another cycle. So we just sort of drape them on the laundry table and let the air dry them. The air is so dry that, you know, a pair of damp jeans dries on its own in about 10 minutes. So it's not a big deal. But the whole load, two pairs of jeans, couple shirts, big stack of undies, some pajamas. It was all clean. It was all dry. Brought it all out. Got it all folded. One load. 2 hours, 2.5 hours. The washing machine takes longer. The old machine would do a load in 50 minutes. This one takes like an hour and a quarter. But it also does much larger loads. So I can't complain. It also uses less water. So I really can't complain. One load in that is a lot less water than two loads in the old one. So it uses less water, uses less electricity. I really can't complain. Well, I could complain, but I'm not going to. And I'm still reading a lot every day. I usually read just before bed. I also read at lunchtime. I unplug from a computer and plug into a book. I'm still reading whatever the series was that I posted on my website. I did the monthly blog update. I'm still reading that series. It's like book 5, maybe? I don't know. Five, I think. Three was a bit dark. Four was what was it? Four. One of them was really dark. I mean, really dark. But it was part of the story. It was part of the story. I have no complaints about it. It was really quite good. A few more days, maybe 10, I will have reached a milestone in terms of reading, and that I will have read every day for a year. Didn't miss a day. I'm at like 357-ish. So 9-10 days. And I'll have read every day for a year. Yeah, April 9th. And I remember that day because April 9th last year was the day I missed. I missed April 9th last year. And that was the first day in over 300 days. And it's like, I looked up my reading insights and I had missed, I looked it up on the 11th and I had missed the 9th. And I'm like, oh, damn it. It's not like it really matters. It's just sort of, I've read every week for like 3.5 years now. So trying to keep that streak alive just for bragging purposes. It's like, yeah, I read every day. And I really am on track to read 200 books again this year. I'm almost at, I think I'm over 50 now. So 50 a quarter. $2 every 3 days, I guess. But it's a good series. I like it. It helps my brain step back from my stories and think about the new stories. And every once in a while I think about, well, what would I do if I kind of... Because I like the lit RPG. It's a combination of writing and gaming that sort of scratches a couple of itches. Nice, quiet, calm morning this morning. It's really quite lovely. There's some crows. Can hear the robins, sparrows chirping. Little dog gonna pee on this post here. Morning. Sitting on my lawn. It's been sitting there for 3 days. Suppose I should pick it up. Put it in my recycling. So yeah, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And well, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.